Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. We got our good friend Ken Tinsler back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Ken is the CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc., partner at Nettleworks. Prior to that, author of Cause a Disturbance and The 90% Rule. He's our good friend Ken Tinsler. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. So, you wrote an article recently that we're going to talk about, but I want you to tell the audience what inspired the article.
Well, what inspired it is a book called The Last Lecture, and it was about Randy Pausch. And he was a computer science professor at Carnegie Mellon, and he was asked to give the last lecture in 2007. And it's an honor that's bestowed annually on a professor to talk about things that matter to them. But unfortunately, Randy learned that he had been previously diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but at the time of delivering the last lecture, it truly was his last lecture. And he entitled it Really Achieving Your Childhood Dreams. And it wasn't about death, it was about overcoming obstacles. And it's a book, and it's, you can go onto YouTube and watch them that really inspires me, when things are tough. And I'm not comparing terminal illness to being an entrepreneur, but he really did this and wrote this and spoke to this to inspire people in their daily lives. And it's a go-to for me as whenever we think our own lives are tough or challenged.
Well, exactly, and so take us through what's the first thing.
Firstly, I take out of the book something, and I put it in. It's the only quote I say is on my wall, and it's called "Brick walls are there for a reason. They give us a chance to show us how badly we really want something." And I think when times are tough as entrepreneurs, we have to really remember why it is that we wanted to be entrepreneurs, what inspired us, and what inspired the article, other than Randy's last lecture, was. I call it the collective wind being knocked out of so many people in the first quarter of this year. I mean, market's
right.
Been up and down, and
yep.
People have been pulling back, and we kind of get scared and nervous. And so I said, there's three simple things that we have to get back to in business as entrepreneurs in those tough times. And they're not all that hard. I mean, the first one is simply keep the lights on. If you really believe that there's a future for your business in your industry, just find a way to keep that business going, keep the lights on. And, you look at every customer you have and focus in on the profitable ones. You look at your line items and your expense items in your business and figure out what you can do to get through. And, it really starts there.
Well, I agree with you, and my audience has heard me talk about this. I've been very... very open, Ken, with my audience about some of my challenges over the last 26 years as a small business owner, and actually coming up on 27, and it's when I think about the days when you've heard somebody say they didn't know if they were going to be open the next day. There were days when I didn't know if I was going to be open the next hour. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'm sitting there waiting on a phone call from a banker. And I don't want to hear the phone ring because I'm afraid he's going to give me some bad news, or whatever it might be. And you're thinking, and at that moment, instead of having a robust, full throttle business, we're in the ICU and the monitor's going beep.
No.
Beep. You got that thing going on. And that's your business. That's your business on the monitor. If there's a heartbeat, if there's just a heartbeat, folks, you've kept the lights on, right, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely, and I agree with you. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for decades now, and limped home on many an occasion. And we talked about it, well, over a year ago when my father passed. He was a longtime entrepreneur, and yep. he sat me down in those tough times, and he said, you know, what you got to do is break your day in, you know, if you can, into those 15-minute intervals.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was saying to me is, if you try and take on all the challenges at once, you're going to fail. They're just going to overwhelm
right.
you.
That's right.
And he said, you know, so break it down. You know, take some time and look at your customers. Take some time and look at your operations. Take some time and work with your accountant. And if you take on these as smaller, you know, challenges one by one, and definitely easier said than done. But
yep.
if you can do that,
Don't you think the key to doing that is having the fortitude to do it? And the people who survive through those things are the ones who have the will and the fortitude, and the ones who don't have that.
Oh, perseverance is my number one thing.
Yep.
To being a successful entrepreneur.
Intuitiveness, and believing in yourself.
Absolutely.
Believing in yourself. We'll talk about that and some other things with our good friend Ken Tinsler right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.